Wisconsin Nature Notes from the Nature Conservancy. What is singing, blooming, creeping, and crawling in the Badger State?
Being a cold-blooded animal in a Wisconsin winter isn't easy. It requires some remarkable adaptations that, at first glance, seem physiologically impossible. Take, for instance, spring peepers, those tiny but incredibly boisterous frogs that can turn a spring woodland pond into an echoing din of noise. How do they, and wood frogs, eastern gray tree frogs, and chorus frogs for that matter, survive 5 months of below freezing temperatures? Well, they freeze, making themselves into peepsicles. How do they do it? Before the ground freezes, they bury themselves a few inches down in the soil, where the ground will eventually freeze. They then mostly freeze too, but they survive by packing their cells with glycogen to keep their internal organ cells from actually freezing. The water that moves between the cells freezes, but the frog's cell structure is not harmed because the sharp edges of the ice can't damage the organ cells. This procedure, called extracellular freezing, is much the same as the strategy used by trees in northern Canada to survive temperatures of minus 80 degrees Fahrenheit. Still, this strategy only works so well. A dormant peeper will freeze and die at temperatures below about 21 degrees Fahrenheit, so an insulating snow cover and a blanket of leaves is crucial. Even if they survive the cold, the frogs aren't home free. Predators can still get them. Shrews, for example, burrowing about under the soil, readily consume the inactive frogs. Other frogs employ different strategies. Leopard frogs, green frogs, mink frogs, and bullfrogs simply settle to the bottom of a lake and lie exposed on the mud, often becoming a convenient meal for cruising northern pike, walleye, and muskie. Underwater, the frogs breathe through pores in their skin. When spring comes, the frogs thaw out or swim up to the lake's surface. Then they probably yawn and stretch, likely commencing on the fine dreams they've had for the last 5 months. Just consider how remarkable a frog really is. It begins life breathing through gills. Then it changes into a lung-breathing animal. And in winter, it switches to breathing through its skin. That's amazing. Learn how you can take part in conservation in Wisconsin. Go to the Nature Conservancy's website at nature.org/Wisconsin. Wisconsin Nature Notes is the work of the Nature Conservancy in Wisconsin and Mind's Eye Audio in Madison.